Auckland Zoo doesn't believe its attraction will diminish by the loss of its two lions and the planned departure of its elephants. Earlier this week, it says it was forced to make the extremely tough but kindest call to euthanise elderly lions Zulu and Malik on welfare grounds. The half-brothers were both suffering from degenerative bone and joint diseases to different degrees. The zoo is soon to lose its two elephants, Burma and Anjali too, who are being rehomed so they can be with a family herd. Richard Gibson, Auckland Zoo's head of animal care and conservation, explains the decision to put the lions down.
Both these animals live much longer lives than they would have lived in the wild. You have to remember that we tend to have very romantic notions about the wild, and most of those are unfounded. So life in the wild is hard and it is cruel and it is harsh. And lions would never reach this sort of age in the wild, very unusual anyway. And of course, the death of any animal, particularly a predator, the death of a predator in the wild is usually long and drawn out and painful through starvation and injury. And eventually, if they're lucky, they might get killed off by another predator. But very commonly, it would be a slow deterioration over months or years. And so what we have in a zoo environment is obviously best husbandry, best practice veterinary care, so that their health and their behaviour and their diet and their nutrition are all looked after, so they have a very positive experience during their lives. Their health and quality of life is as good or better than it would be in the wild, and we, through our proactive positive management, avoid them having a slow, arduous and painful death at the end of their lives.
Do you still have lionesses there, and what do you plan to do about the lions and maybe getting others?
So we anticipate we will have lions again at Auckland Zoo, yes. We don't currently have any lions now, no. So we only had the two boys. But we anticipate we will have lions again in the future. Like any animal species in the zoo, everything dies eventually. Things come and go. The variety of animals which zoos keep at any one time does vary.
Do you know how far off that would be, Richard? To get others?
I don't know. And I can't put a figure on it, but it'll certainly be months because it takes a lot of planning to move animals around, even within a country, but certainly across countries. And all our animals are part of international or at least regional Australasian breeding programs. So it's not so straightforward as just thinking about Auckland Zoo's wishes and intentions. It also has impacts on all our other colleagues and our other zoos and the overall breeding program from both a demographic and a genetic point of view. So animals in zoos, in collaborative programs, in good zoos that are part of associations like ZAR, the Zoo and Aquarium Association of Australasia, all these animals, to say that they have managed programs to facilitate cross-disciplinary and cross-institutional cooperation to make sure that the populations are maintained as healthy as they can be over the long term.
I imagine the lions were a big attraction, and also your elephants are going as well. Where does that leave you, I suppose, in terms of real headline animals, the ones that a lot of people come to the zoo to see?
I think we often misunderstand what people actually enjoy at a zoo. I think there are kind of two groups of animals. There are those that sometimes are thought of as attractants, like you were just referring to, though. But there are also those that actually give satisfaction when people visit. And so, yes, we will have no lions currently, and the elephants are due to leave us as well. However, we have 140 other species at Auckland Zoo, many of which are what you might put in that bracket of being an attractant, for instance, the orangutans and giraffes and rhinoceroses and things like that. So, yeah, we have a pretty diverse, in fact, the largest and most diverse collection of animals in New Zealand. So there's plenty of people to be attracted to and come and see and connect with and be impressed by. But it's also important not to forget some of the smaller, maybe more obscure and the stuff that flies below the radar that actually people really fall in love with, and notably, of course, all our own New Zealand wildlife. And in our New Zealand zone within the zoo, Te Wānui has about 50 species of endemic New Zealand wildlife, through some of the more obvious parrots that we know, like kia and kaka, but also all sorts of interesting lizards, geckos and skinks, and even obscure animals like the black mudfish that most people don't even know exists, but is actually an endemic to the north part of the North Island and critically endangered, and we have an active conservation breeding program for. So I think we shouldn't underestimate the variety that is available and the opportunity for people to connect not only with the big charismatic megavertebrates, as we call them, like lions and tigers, and of course tigers will be returning also to Auckland Zoo, hopefully before the end of the year. But yeah, some of the small, unusual but very, very interesting and important wildlife that we have on our own back doorstep.
Richard, there's been a lot of talk this week about animal welfare. Do you think there is still a place for zoos?
I think there's, is there a place for zoos? I would say there's never been more of a need for zoos. So people confuse animal welfare with ethics. And I understand that there are people around the world that have an ethical opposition to zoos on principle, but they should certainly not have an opposition to zoos on principle of welfare, certainly not good zoos. Admittedly, there are a lot of zoos in the world, and we use the zoo to refer, the word zoo to refer to just about anywhere that keeps animals. But the good zoos, the good modern zoos of the world, like Auckland Zoo, we're not for profit. We're not doing this for commercial reasons. We have a mission that is based on education and advocacy and conservation and science. And one of the principles that we operate by in all that we do is best practice husbandry, based on scientific principles, and on absolutely positive welfare for all our animals across all the different experiences that our animals have in the day, whether that's their behaviour, their diet, their nutrition, their actual physical health, their social needs, their environmental needs. We monitor and measure all of those things to ensure that they are experiencing positive welfare through the whole of their lives with us.
Richard Gibson from Auckland Zoo.